All right, are we ready? Then let's bring us to order. This is the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitation District meeting for Wednesday, February 7th, 2024. Can we get a roll call, please?
Director Karen Ray Russum.
Here.
Director Karen Bright.
Here.
Director Linda Austin.
Here.
Would you please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, item three is agenda review. Does anyone have any reason to move anything around this evening?
Not me.
We'll proceed as published. I'll go ahead and open up public comments for items not appearing on the agenda, and seeing no one in our chambers, then I will close public comment and move us straight forward to item five. This is the consent agenda. These are items collectively 5A, 5B, and 5C. Let's see if there are questions. Questions, Director Austin?
I have no questions.
Director Bright?
No, thank you.
I have only one thing to say, and that is I will not be, I will recuse myself from the meeting minutes. I was not here at the last meeting, nor have I had a chance to review that meeting, so I will abstain from that vote. I'll go ahead and open up public comment, and seeing no one here, I will close it and bring it back to the board. And again, if you could separate A and C, B from A and C, that would be appreciated.
I move that we approve the consent agenda 5A and 5C.
I second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Can we get roll call, please?
Director Karen Ray Russum?
Yes.
Director Karen Bright?
Yes.
Director Linda Austin?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Then I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes of January 17th, 2024.
I'll second that.
Okay, can we get a roll call on that one too, please?
Director Karen Ray Russum?
Abstain.
Director Karen Bright?
Yes.
Director Linda Austin?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Item 6A is announcement of rotation of chair and vice chair for the 2024 calendar year. Mr. Gent.
Good evening, Jeremy Gent, District Administrator. So it's that time of year again where we do our rotation. And so with this change, Director Linda Austin will move into the chair position, and Chairwoman Karen Ray Russum will move into the vice chair position, and Director Karen Bright will, or Vice Chair Karen Bright will become Director Karen Bright. And with that, that concludes. We're adopted now with bylaws. We don't have to have a motion from your board to recommend somebody, and so that concludes, and I turn it over to your board.
Great. Any questions?
I'm happy.
And we will officially open public comment and close public comment because no one is here. And let's go ahead and make a motion. Or we're just announcing.
We're just
so
announcing.
We shall announce that at this time, Director Austin and I will switch places.
Okay, that brings us to item 6B, the wastewater treatment plant redundancy project secondary clarifier damage update number 7.
Good evening, Jeremy Gent, District Administrator. Yes, this is update number 7 for the clarifier tank that was damaged back in July. And so the main news on this is that we did receive final construction plans, and Phelons is putting together the final cost estimate for that. So we've done several rounds of review with our third-party structural team, and Kennedy Jenks has, as of yesterday, incorporated all those comments. And so now Phelons is working on the pricing for Kennedy Jenks for completing the repair. And separate from that, the demolition work was cut loose. The plans for the demo work was cut loose. That work hasn't started yet. It's expected to commence in the coming weeks. They're still working on sourcing some of the tie-down materials for the micro piles. But with that concludes the update, and we'll bring back another update at the March 6th meeting.
Does anyone have any questions or comments on the update?
No, just excited to get started.
Yes. All right, so that'll bring us now to... Yeah. Is there any public comment on this item? Seeing no public?
Not if you're not taking any action.
We'll close public comment, and this is a receive and file.
Right. So the Brown Act requires you to take public comment before you take any action. So
okay. Gotcha.
If you neglect to ask for public comment, it's not a violation.
Now it's the district administrator and plant operator's report.
As the chainsaws are going behind your head.
Good evening, Jeremy Gent, district administrator. Brief administrator's update here. So as I mentioned earlier, the repair of the secondary clarifier is ongoing on the redundancy project, and those final repair plans have been completed. Some miscellaneous items. Staff attended a storm coordination meeting with County OES and the National Weather Service in preparation of significant rain and wind events. The plant did fare just fine. We had no power outages, even though there were a variety of outages over the past week in the community. The plant stayed on power. Some of the other notable things: at 2:30 today, Lopez Lake began spilling, so we now have a full reservoir upstream. So that's, you know, something that we pay attention to going on into this winter, because rain events are so much more impactful once we lose the storage behind that dam coming through the AG Creek flood channel that's immediately behind the plant. So that's something that we'll be paying attention to as the next rain events move into the area. Plant tours, we had none during the past 3 weeks. And the tentative items is we will have another update for the construction issue on the clarifier. And we may be being joined. We're trying to coordinate bringing in Mr. Keith London, the CEO of Kennedy Jenks. He still wants to come in and present to your board and assure you that they're taking all the appropriate actions to remedy the failure at the clarifier. So that'll be finalized as we figure out his schedule. And with that concludes my administrator's report.
Okay, then we have the plant operations report.
Good evening, ladies of the board. Michael Jones, plant superintendent. I'm presenting the plant operations report for reporting period January 1st through January 31st. During this reporting period, there were no violations of the district's National Pollutant Discharge Elimination System permit to report. All process values were within permit limitations as shown in the monthly plant data for January 2024. Excuse me, I gotta correct that. Some operations and maintenance tasks staff performed were: we installed a new rain gear racks in our cogeneration building. Electrocraft rewired our fixed film reactor sump pumps to their own breaker. We repaired and replaced lighting on the inside and outside of the cogeneration building. We rehabilitated and replaced multiple light fixtures throughout the plant. We installed labeling throughout the plant to assist with daily operation data collection. We cleaned our handrails on our primary clarifiers. We temporarily rewired our primary number 2 sludge pump due to grounded conductor. We removed a clog from the primary clarifier number 1 sludge pump. Creative Fence installed a new front gate control loop. We thoroughly cleaned out our centrifuge drain line inside our centrifuge building. Oceano Community Services District flushed our centrifuge drain line to the headworks. We checked and marked underground service alerts. We prepared empty totes for pickup by a third party and disposed of non-recyclable totes. We troubleshot our work vehicle, replaced a fuse, and added antifreeze. We thoroughly cleaned our maintenance shop. We installed temporary hose at plant reclaim water system due to crack infiltration discharge piping. We replaced our ORP probe in middle channel of our chlorine contact tank. Gold Coast Environmental, with assistance from district operations staff, inspected and installed flow monitoring equipment in our manholes. We fabricated and installed new Amiod filtration system discharge piping. We installed forms and mounting bolts for our new PC2 sludge pump installation. Staff also completed multiple work orders. Moving on to some training, staff participated in our biennial confined space entry training. During this reporting period, we didn't have any call-outs. Moving on, we had our annual inspection from the San Luis Obispo County Air Pollution Control District on January 24th. They performed their annual inspection site walk of the district's treatment facility. There were no findings or violations of the district's APCD permit during the annual inspection. The district is adhering to its APCD permit as required. Following that inspection on January 29th, we had an inspection from the County of San Luis Obispo Environmental Health Services. They performed their annual inspection site walk of the district's treatment facility. Following the annual inspection, the following violations were observed. New 2,000-gallon diesel tank emergency generator has been installed at the facility. The district needs to take immediate action to add this chemical to the chemical inventory and also make changes to the spill prevention, control, and countermeasures plan. The existing above-ground 2,000-gallon diesel tank has signs of deterioration. The tank exterior surface is rusted and flaking paint. The tank is visually inspected and records maintained on a monthly basis as stated on the SPCC plan. In addition to the monthly visual inspections, it is highly recommended to implement a more precise type of inspection test to check the integrity of the tank, such as an ultrasonic test or any other approved test recommended by a professional certified third-party company. And the final one was make revisions to the SPCC plan to integrate the new 2,000-gallon diesel emergency generator. The district has reached out to the County of SLO Environmental Health Services for clarification regarding the new 2,000-gallon diesel tank emergency generator, since it is a part of a project that has not been completed. The district intended to add the new 2,000-gallon tank emergency generator to its SPCC plan following completion of the redundancy project, but will incorporate it sooner if necessary. Additionally, the district communicated to the County of SLO Environmental Health Services that we have noted the exterior rust on the district's monthly inspections of the existing diesel fuel tank, and that the district was looking into either coating or replacing the existing 2,000-gallon tank. All violations must be corrected within 30 days or as specified on March 1st, the Certified Unified Program Agency must be informed in writing with the certification that compliance has been achieved. A false statement that compliance has been achieved is a violation of law and punishable by a fine of not less than $2,000 or more than $25,000 for each violation. Our facility may be reinspected any time during normal business hours, and the district may request a meeting with the program manager to discuss the inspection findings and or the proposed corrective actions. Moving on, I've added a few photos of staff pictured in the two pictures here are our staff performing the installation of the new Amiod reclaimed water filtration piping. Mike Arias, Billy Romehild, Justin Music, and Nick Kurokawa are pictured. And then in the next photo, we have operator Justin Music installing forms for our new PC2 sludge pump installation. And with that, that concludes my report, and I'm able to answer any questions the board may have.
Any questions on the...
I got a quick question. On the 2,000-gallon diesel tank, was that in use?
Yes. So it wasn't in use. It just became in use. And so there was, I guess, kind of we haven't necessarily accepted the tank, but it is in use because we have processes that are energized by the new system. And so we need to have that generator in use for backup power. So we were communicating if there was communications on whether if our contractor should take that on or if the district should take that on. But since we were planning on adding it to our SPCC already, we decided to take that on. If that makes sense.
Got it. And so now that's why they're telling us, well, then if you're going to do that, then you got to do this.
Yes. And so we're going to update our SPCC accordingly. We'll start doing monthly inspections on the new generator, and we'll provide a response to Slo County Environmental Health, and should be okay.
So on this page here, must be corrected within 30 days. And then you say you're going to request a meeting. So can you get that diesel tank generator ready in 30 days, or are they going to give you time, or are they going to work with you on that?
We're updating our SPCC, and then I think part of that, also we've set up an inspection for the deterioration of our existing tank. That's already on scheduled. So just in our response, we'll show them the draft SPCC with the additional generator added, and then show that we've scheduled the inspection, the ultrasonic inspection of our diesel fuel tank.
Okay.
And then we should be within compliance. I plan on sending that before the March 1st deadline.
And I have a question, if I might.
Sure.
Regarding the certification process, is that just written certification from the plant, or is that a third-party certification?
The certification of the inspection?
It says the CUPA must be informed in writing with a certification that compliance has been achieved.
Yeah, so most likely what I'll do is I'll provide a response to the inspector that provided the inspection, and we'll get a response from them. And then I believe there's a CSRS website. Once we receive a response that we're within compliance, we can submit that online, and we'll be within compliance.
Gotcha. Thank you.
So with that, receive and file. Public comment. There's no public here, just to be cover that. So board member communications. Karen, did you have something, question?
I did. I had a request of the board. Would everybody like to join me in a song? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jeremy. Happy birthday to you.
I didn't get the announcement.
I didn't know anybody did. Well, Linda texted me earlier.
A little bird.
Thank you all, yeah.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy Thanks. Birthday. Thanks. It's an odd night to be spending with us.
I know.
Okay, if there's
they
anything
come so
else.
Infrequently.
Anything else to come before the board? Are we ready? Somebody want to make a motion to adjourn?
Sure. I'll move that.
I'll second it.
And all I'll right. third, and we'll adjourn.
Thank you.
I was going to say, 1 minute. All right.